The resurrection. How would you describe it to someone? No one saw Jesus rise from the dead. So where does our information about the resurrection come from if nobody saw Jesus emerge from the tomb? Those are the facts. And this is where we have to begin to grow in faith. The various testimonies of the witnesses are consistent with the multiple authors as witnesses, including Peter and John and Matthew. And there's Paul, who experienced the risen Jesus on the road to Damascus and was changed by it. We trust the witnesses. We trust the witnesses. And then we trust the impact of his resurrection upon the witnesses, like happened to Paul and each of the apostles. And once we begin to believe in the witnesses, it changes us. And we witness our faith in what we believe by our conduct. When we begin to separate ourselves from sin, and all that separates us from him, so that we may begin to live as he lives. In the first reading, we heard Peter say to the crowd in the temple, teaching them that although Jesus had been put to death, God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses, says Peter. And he went on to say, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away. Now, repentance means to be changed. It's an act of will. We have to choose to be changed. We have to choose to allow ourselves to be changed. It just doesn't come over you like an infatuation. It's a choice. Repentance means to acknowledge our sins and stop sinning and do the will of God. St. John tells us about repentance in the second reading, saying, the way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments, are liars, says John. And the truth is not in them, says John. God's commandments are truth. One of the most frequent questions about Jesus is, why did he have to suffer on the cross? What was this resurrection, this crucifixion all about? And Jesus explained this to the apostles in today's gospel, and he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. We're talking about the Old Testament scriptures because the New Testament didn't exist yet. And he said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, he said to them. God created us with free will. He made us free. That's the only way we could love him, is to be free. If we weren't free, we'd be slaves. Slaves don't love. Only free people can love. If he had created us without the freedom to love him, then that's not love. That is slavery. The resurrection presents us with a decision, a choice, and we can't avoid it. Either we believe that God loves us, and that Jesus died for us and conquered death and rose from the dead for us, or we don't. It's that simple. That's our choice. That's what faith is. Faith is a choice. And if we choose to believe in the resurrection and God's love for us, then it will change us. And we will become witnesses by the way that we repent and follow his commandments, all of them, not picking and choosing. And if we say we know him, that we're Christians, but do not follow his commandments, then we are liars. It's that simple. We're liars and we don't love him, and we cannot expect our own resurrection. So it's best that we do as Peter said. Repent of your sins and be converted.